This is Monday, July 28th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. More than 3,200 union workers at three Boeing plants in St. Louis poised to strike after overwhelmingly rejecting a proposed contract.
The International Machinist and Aerospace Workers Union announced the vote against the offer, which included a 20% wage increase over 4 years, improved medical, pension, and overtime benefits. Despite union leaders recommending approval, members felt the offer fell short of addressing their priorities. While the existing contract expired Sunday, a cooling-off period delays the strike until August 4th. Boeing is expressing disappointment, calling it their richest contract offer ever for the St. Louis Union. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Missouri Republicans are considering congressional redistricting.
After talks of Texas, California, and New York redistricting to help both sides of the aisle pick up seats, Missouri has been floated as the next state to be redrawn. Congressman Bob Onder says President Donald Trump's margin of victory in Missouri last year is why Missouri should rewrite the map.
I think there's no reason Republicans shouldn't draw a map that reflects that very strong conservative tilt.
Onder previously supported redistricting in 2022 as a member of the Missouri Senate with the goal of splitting Kansas City Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's district. Asked if redistricting should be altered to become less political, Onder pushed back, saying it has always been this way. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Shelter operations for residents who had to evacuate their Ellsbury homes because of flash flooding Saturday night have been kept safe at the United Methodist Church.
The Red Cross's Sharon Watson talked with KMOX about the water receding.
It is in some areas, but some there are still some road closures and those types of things. So it's still enough that the community believe they needed to have a site for people to go.
And shelter operations remained active Sunday night at the United Methodist Church in Ellsbury, and the Red Cross remained on site to make sure needs were being met. Lincoln County Emergency Management says beginning today, coordinated damage assessments and cleanup operations will commence throughout the affected areas. This will be a sustained and methodical effort requiring time, patience, and community cooperation. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The Major K Squad is asking for the public's help following the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy from East St. Louis. Madison police found the teenager in the middle of the intersection at Washington Avenue and Wayne Lanter Avenue Saturday afternoon. Police say they do have good leads in the case. Mosquito samples in St. Louis County have now tested positive for West Nile virus. There are no confirmed human cases at this time. Missouri grape growers watching out for a moth-like pest spotted near Chicago that's not believed to have traveled here yet.
Grape growers are nervous about the spotted lanternfly, which also likes to feed on the sap of fruit trees. University of Missouri entomologist Emily Althoff says this multicolored moth-like bug is a bad one.
We're very concerned about it getting here to Missouri.
She says not much is known about the spotted lanternfly other than it got to the U.S. on shipping containers, and it has a taste for about 70 plant species. She says it feeds on sap and creates a sugary substance that coats plants, resulting in mold. Adult spotted lanternflies are about an inch long and are red, yellow, black, and gray. Sue Danielson, Missouri Net.
Need an excuse to fish? The Missouri Department of Conservation is urging anglers to head to Benton Park, where numerous sinkholes are slowly draining the one-acre lake, which is usually stocked with sunfish, catfish, and bass. But the fish don't have long to live in low water levels. An emergency fish salvage order lets anglers between the ages of 16 and 65 fish the lake through August 14th without usual restrictions like daily limits, length limits, and methods. St. Louis's own Bissinger's Handcrafted Chocolatier reportedly expanding to Florida with plans to open its first luxury boutique in Palm Beach. Set to debut in September 2025, the new store will offer an elevated experience for customers. Bissinger's currently operates three locations in the St. Louis area. After splitting a series with the San Diego Padres, the St. Louis Cardinals welcoming in the Miami Marlins to Busch Stadium tonight. The Marlins have won 7 of their last 10 games. The Cardinals have only won 3 of their last 10. First pitch set for 6:45 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.